Occupy Wall Street protesters get the boots from Zuccotti Park for now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Police raided the Occupy Wall Street camp in Lower Manhattan today and reportedly made as many as 70 arrests. Law enforcement moved in a few hours ago to clear out campers at privately owned Zuccotti Park, saying the area needed to be cleaned. But today, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said the protesters will be able to go back to the park under certain conditions.
They cannot carry in big objects, tents and other things, to set up and recreate the situation that became so intolerable.
Chris Porter has been to Occupy protests all across the country, and he was in New York for the latest skirmish with police today. Hey, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've been traveling for thousands of miles there with the Occupy protests. What's going on right now in New York?
What's going on right now is the cops are cleaning out and clearing out Zuccotti Park. They forcefully came in there and completely destroyed our camp, our kitchen. Everything is completely wiped out.
What do you mean destroyed? What did they do?
They came in there with knives and rods and completely disassembled all of our tents, cut and shredded everything, threw it in major piles, regardless if it was fragile. Everything was completely by force, and they just went in there and destroyed everything.
So everything is taken out of Zuccotti Park. What does this do to you in the meantime? Do you regather, regroup, try and find another place?
Yes, we have a few GA meetings that are going on right now blocks away in multiple directions to find out what kind of direct action is going to be taken. There are people from Harlem, people from Brooklyn, and people from Queens that are storming on their way down here to Lower Manhattan to find out what our next step is going to be.
What does this mean, Chris, for the movement in the long term?
This means that, you're going to have to take a few licks if you want to stand up for what you believe in. They're not chasing me away right now.
Chris Porter from near Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, European markets are lower right now. Office supply store Staples said today the European debt crisis is hurting its bottom line as sales around the world were down 1%. Walmart said today stores open at least a year had better than expected sales. Same store numbers were up 1.3%. Wholesale prices were down for the first time in 4 months. Companies paid less in October for gas and new cars and other goods, meaning inflation isn't as much of a concern, at least for now. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back 74 points to end the day at 12,078. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and other top military leaders will appear in front of a Senate panel today. He'll be facing questions about how the military could survive big cuts from Congress that could come if the so-called super committee doesn't reach some sort of budget deal. Some in the defense industry are already preparing for the worst, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
The Defense Department is already committed to cut spending by $350 billion over the next 10 years. If it's forced to slash $1 trillion more, it will need to scrap more than equipment.
Just killing a weapon system or two or three or 10 isn't going to get you there.
Aerospace analyst Wolfgang Demisch says most money is spent on workers. To reduce those costs,
that means major cuts in jobs.
Defense powerhouse Boeing has not mentioned job cuts. It says demand from international markets could help offset reduced demand at home. But industry consultant Scott Hamilton with Lehman Company has doubts.
The international markets combined are smaller than the U.S. market.
International competition is getting more intense. Consider the air show in Dubai this week. Boeing did just nail down an $18 billion deal for passenger planes, but Hamilton says Arab nations in the market for new fighter jets are soliciting bids from Europe. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. And by Money Magazine's Take Charge Live, a series of events designed to help you take charge of your finances, November 16th at Boston College. Registration at moneytakecharge.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Flint, Michigan has famously, historically seen good economic times. But in the past few decades, it's more like really, really bad economic times. Now Flint is getting something that some European countries have gotten in the midst of their financial crises. Technocrats, those folks installed to take over places whose finances are a mess. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra reports.
Flint, the birthplace of General Motors, is seeing red, literally. The city is at least $7 million in debt. Michigan's governor has declared a financial emergency and will likely appoint an emergency manager to run the city. Flint would join a growing number of Michigan cities whose elected officials are being replaced by financial fixers, those who can come in and make tough decisions without any worry of political fallout. Flint City Councilman Joshua Freeman is kind of eager to see that happen.
Services are going to be cut, but you know, you've only got so much money to work with, and you either work within those dollars or you cease to exist.
But Flint resident Andrew Morton says he's not sure how many more austerity measures the city can handle.
We're so used to living on a very tight budget, and the idea of people coming in and taking more away from a community that's already lost so much, things are pretty tough already.
It would be the second time Flint has come under the purview of an emergency manager. This time, though, the manager would have more power to cut services and amend contracts. I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
And finally, some residents of New York City whose homes are a stone's throw away from Times Square are complaining about a new electronic billboard that's gone up. It's a 6,000-square-foot TV screen on the city's Port Authority building. And those flashes shine right into the living room of one woman who says the light keeps her awake and her cat's on edge. She and her neighbors are trying to convince the authority to dim the lights or even shut the sign off after dark, or face the prospect of leaving the quiet and tranquil atmosphere of Times Square. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Droughts don't necessarily lead to this. Politics do.
No toilets, no clean water. The kids were half naked.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The real causes of famine, as our series Food for 9 Billion continues. That, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.